And a few minutes ago, Secretary Shinseki offered me his own resignation. With considerable regret, I accept it.
With that announcement this morning, President Obama turned a new chapter in the ongoing VA hospital story. Local Republican Congressman Jeff Miller, chair of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs, issued a statement through a press release saying, quote, Shinseki's tenure at the Department of Veterans Affairs will forever be tainted by a pervasive lack of accountability among poorly performing VA employees and managers, apparent widespread corruption among medical center officials, and an unparalleled lack of transparency with Congress, the public, and the press. The press release continued, saying appropriately, Shinseki is taking the brunt of the blame for these problems, but he is not the only one within the VA who bears responsibility. Nearly every member of Shinseki's inner circle failed him in a major way. Earlier this month, Miller told NPR that the VA's problems are not limited to one man.
That you have a mid-level management area that is not telling you the truth. I have told the secretary over and over again that his people aren't being honest. It's not the line people that are down trying to do their job. The vast majority of VA employees are doing a great job. But you've got people that have been given a target of which to hit, and they're going to try and hit it, as you have seen now, by flexing and changing the numbers, and that's not fair for the veteran.
In today's statement, Congressman Miller said that the VA needs a leader who will take swift and decisive action to discipline employees responsible for mismanagement. Other Florida officials reacted to the resignation.
He did the right thing, and he's putting this country first.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson, senior member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This is a strong, patriotic general who stood up to Don Rumsfeld about the length of time that we were going to have to be in Iraq. Now that he has resigned, we can get on. There ought to be a lot of heads rolling, because there's something in the culture of the VA that is not responding to serve our veterans the very best that they deserve.
Meanwhile, President Obama has appointed Sloan Gibson, a Deputy Veterans Affairs Secretary, as Acting Secretary of the Veterans Affairs Department. Congressman Miller says the president should go outside of the system to find a fresh leader to take over at the VA. He also told CNN earlier this month that he doesn't expect General Shinseki's resignation to solve the immediate problems.
It's not going to solve the problem. I've said it for a long time, that this is much larger than one man. Secretary Shinseki obviously has lost the ability to lead his agency. Nothing's going to change with the secretary being gone, but that's still no reason to leave him in place.
No timetable has been set for the appointment of a permanent replacement for General Shinseki. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.